Joining us live in studio, we have Kurt from Kelly Fuels. Kurt, how you doing?
I'm well this morning. How are you?
Nice, close and tight, right up on top of that microphone, if you could, please. Yeah. Perfect. No, I'm doing well. Doing well. And how are things in the propane business here in the Jackson area?
Busy.
Busy?
We're very busy. This time of year, we're swapping homeowner tanks at a very high rate, where we've had people that talked to us in that they wanted to switch in July and August, and their tank was at 70 or 80% full. Well, we want to get that tank on a perfect day under 10%. So we have to wait for that furnace to kick on and those other appliances to start burning fuel.
Right.
And Mother Nature has been
they've helped out with that.
Yeah. I this is a double-bladed sword to say, yeah, Mother Nature has helped us to, you know, burn a lot of fuel.
Right.
So,
yeah. So why are people switching to Kelly Fuels? I'm full honesty here. We have natural gas at home, but I mean, everything. I've got a grill in the garage. I've got a Blackstone on my deck. I've got a portable space heater. All that hooks up to the 20-gallon propane tanks, and I only use the ones that I pick up at Kelly Express Mart. I only use the Kelly Fuel ones.
Well,
just because I love using a local company.
Well, and we appreciate that. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of people, when they call, that I really stress, is that we are a Jackson business. Everything happens in Jackson. From our offices are here. All of our physical plant is in Jackson. And for up until probably a couple of years ago, everything was a handshake. There was no paperwork.
Okay.
It was, I would talk to somebody over the phone and I would realize you're on Springbrook Road and, you know, I would talk to you as you consumed that tank. And when your tank got to that 10% mark, we swapped the tank. We now have a little paperwork because people felt a little uncomfortable with the fact, well, shouldn't I have to sign something?
Yeah.
Shouldn't this be a little more formal? And so we now have a little bit of paperwork, but it's just this side of a handshake.
Yeah. Handshakes are good, but you got to be able to track it a little bit
too.
Absolutely. Again, never had a propane tank, but yeah, I've sold houses and I know people who do. How does that work? Do you just come out on a regular route and fill it back up again? Do people need to go out to the tank to look at the meter? How does that work?
Sure. So it depends on the age of the tank. And and technology has advanced tremendously in the last few years. So we have the ability to put a wireless monitor on the tanks that we deliver.
Okay.
And in some cases, even an older tank that when the tank was manufactured, there was no such thing as a wireless monitor, but we can retrofit a float gauge without cracking the tank, without getting into the guts of it, to be able to put a wireless monitor on that tank.
Wow.
And so we can remotely monitor the fuel level in someone's tank. It's free to the homeowner. We give that homeowner access to the data that monitor produces. So in years past, yes, you would have to go out and lift the lid, trudge through the snow and say it's 47%, I'm good.
Or in the middle of summer, hope there wasn't a bee's nest
exactly.
in there. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Wasps and birds love that space. And I have to tell everybody, be careful when you crack that thing. Because for a lot of people, I've never lifted the lid. What's that all about?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're buying a house and they've never had propane.
Yeah.
And then it's that you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But so
I lifted one up this because, you know, doing a showing, I lifted one up this summer. Frog.
Absolutely.
A frog underneath
Aren't
it.
Aren't they cool?
A little tree. It was
just
cool.
They're like, okay, I just have to take a picture of him. He's just kind of hanging out. It's like, okay, you're enjoying the space. But so we have wireless monitors that are available for those people that want them.
Mm-hmm.
I let people know that you can have access to the data if you so choose.
Okay.
Some people will say, Kurt, I got enough crap on my phone. I don't need another app. Other people have said, love the idea of the technology.
Sure.
How do I do it?
Yeah.
And so I walk them through. It's all free. But that it keeps us extremely efficient because our drivers can look at their tablets to see who else on Springbrook Road needs fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And so they schedule themselves to hit, you know, five houses along the way because they can see how much fuel each house needs.
Yeah.
There's no additional charge for that. We don't charge per delivery. It's just a nice keepful
right.
program that people appreciate, and the fact that it's happening right here in Jackson. It is that Jackson touch. I know where Ferguson's Corners is.
Mm-hmm.
If you call other companies, most of them have sold, and so when you're calling that customer service, they're 100 miles from here, or they might be in Reno, Nevada.
Right.
I actually ran into that once where I was checking on a tank to see, was it owned by the homeowner
mm-hmm.
or was it owned by Company X? And so in a lot of cases, it's just, what's your address?
Yeah.
I will give you road information. Thank you very much. Click.
Yeah.
So it's just it's a different vibe.
There's advantages to using a local company. People
Absolutely.
Who know the area.
Yes.
There really is. So
yes.
If someone wants to make that switch.
Sure.
If they want to use a local company, what do they do?
Sure. So the first thing, and I think it catches mm-hmm. people off guard,
mm-hmm.
My direct phone number, the cell phone that's sitting right next to me, my phone number is area code 517-888-3551. So you can call me directly. You can call into Hammond Propane, make mm-hmm. your way through the phone mail system, and then you'd be routed to me. But a lot of people are taken aback by, you're giving me your cell phone? It's like, yeah, because if it's something you want to do, you and I are going to be having contact.
Right.
And so I think that personalization right off the bat, once again, it catches people off guard, but it's like, that's how I do business.
Right.
I wear that glove. It fits me well. And I do think people appreciate that. But so then it's a conversation that can be anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really get into the weeds on exactly how the whole process of swapping out a tank happens. We literally are taking the existing tank, mm-hmm. setting it off to the side. We place our tank where the old one goes. We do a series of tests and checks mm-hmm. to make sure that the system is tight. And I also find that people shop for propane 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. And it's kind of like insurance. You know, we buy insurance, we shop for it.
Right.
And then over time, that pricing changes. And mm-hmm. so people all of a sudden look at that bill and say, wait a minute, this is more than I remember paying way back when. And so they make a phone call.
Yeah.
And it's like, you might love the company that you're with, or they've taken good care of you, but all of a sudden the pricing's gotten out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many times where I've gotten the crickets at the other end of the phone when I say, we have a new customer program and we've had it for 2 years and this is our third year. Your first fill with us is $1.40 a gallon.
That sounds pretty low.
And there's nothing but air at the other end of the phone. And I can hear the wheels yeah. spinning and it's kind of the, what am I missing?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. What's the catch?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's the
and
catch?
And so your first fill is $1.40. You're uh-huh. locked in at $1.81 until March 31st of next year.
Okay.
And I won't go into detail unless you called me on the phone because yeah. I'm not going to say it on the radio. But let's say people in a lot of cases are spending significantly more than that.
Right.
And I can't tell you why Company X is doing that, but that's what they're doing, and so be it. We deliver a lot of fuel.
Yeah.
In each of the last two seasons, we swapped out over 100 tanks. We're on the cadence to do that again, so we're growing.
Yeah.
People are appreciating how we do business and the fact that they can walk into an office, pay a bill with green money if they so choose.
Right. Hammond Propane, part of Kelly Fuels. One more time, how do people get a hold of you, Kurt?
Yep. If they want, they can call me directly, area code 517-888-3551. I do take the phone home, but I do like quiet hours after about 6 o'clock. So you can leave me a message if you want. I'll call you tomorrow morning.
Google search will get you to the website too, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This is AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.